I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work Life Woo. Hey, Marissa.
Hey. Happy
Hi.
Work Life
Woo.
Marissa, do you want to give us a woo?
Woo.
Oh my gosh, I love it. We've had so many experiences during this podcast. We're still learning. And so we've had, you know, plenty of technical difficulties. This won't be the last, but
we're really having to test our technical understanding when it comes to audio. So,
yeah, but
yeah, yay. I'm not good at any of that. So I really commend you guys. Trying something new is hard.
Yeah, it is. Thankfully, producer Carly has been our like saving grace, because prior to her, we were like very technologically challenged.
Yeah, she definitely has helped us for sure. But we're so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for coming on Work Life Woo.
Yay.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I guess we should do a proper introduction.
Yeah. So sure. If you were intro, like, who's Marissa? Who are we talking to today? And like, tell us a little bit about you, where you're at, and why we're, this is our first Zoom interview, you guys. We just realized this. So everyone listening at home, hopefully it all turns out good. I don't know. And also ground rules, or like house rules, whatever, Marissa, just so you know, this will be airing on the 23rd. Yeah. So we're like talking into the future, basically. But tell the friends at home who the heck you are, where you are, and then we'll get into your business too.
Okay. Well, hi, I'm Marissa Raul. I live in Arkansas, originally from New York, and I am a yoga teacher. And I love it.
Yay.
How long have you been a yoga teacher for?
So I got certified in 2019. So I've been teaching for 5 years.
That's awesome. 5 years. You know, like they say, like your small business, there's like a statistic that's like, if your small business survives 5 years, you're good.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of thinking about this, especially coming on here, like thinking about my business, because I feel like I accidentally started it in 2020 when I started doing donation-based classes on Zoom.
Yeah.
But She Breathes Easy didn't really exist, especially as a business, until very recently, like probably within the last year, I feel like is when I've started to take it seriously and like treat it like a business, you know?
Yeah.
Because Marissa and I, we got very close during Aaron Pratt's group coaching program. So I definitely think we'll jump into that and talk about that more, because I think for the both of us, that was like our serious dive into like, okay, we're going to make the investment to make our businesses happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. That was definitely a big jump for me. Also because it was during my move. I don't know if you remember, but I was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was like, I met you for
Charleston.
The second time. And then you were like, and I'm leaving. We were like, okay, bye.
I know. The timing was, I truly feel like the timing happened, you know, it all happened for a reason. But it is kind of crazy that I feel like I actually felt very grounded in community, like right when I was leaving. But I also feel like really grounded in the decision that we made, because everything has fallen together since we moved. So
yeah,
all is right. All is well.
So many cool things have been happening in your and Graham's world.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%.
I've always wondered, like, you know, when we talk about if we were to move from Charleston, because I always tell people, like, I was just back home recently and like, everyone's like, are you going to stay there? Blah, blah, blah. You know? And I'm like, it's been really good for my business. You know, like I definitely see that it's a very like supportive, like person. And I've created that through in-person connections. So like, I've wondered, like, with you now being out of the city, out of the state, how is that like relayed over into your business? Do you still feel like the support is there, like from afar?
Yeah, definitely. I actually feel like all the networking events that I went to and all the people that I met in Charleston, I'm really grateful that they're all still so happy to connect. And especially like with you guys, with Aaron, with other people that I've met in the yoga space, like everyone is super happy to like jump on a Zoom call or have like a call while we both walk. Like, it's been really fun to kind of create these relationships virtually.
Yeah.
Because also when I was living in Charleston, I was out in the country. I was in Hollywood or Adams Run to be specific. So I was like 45 minutes from downtown Charleston. So I wasn't even that close to begin with. And it always, I think, made plans even harder because then I had to drive like at least an hour and a half to go and, you know, hang out. So it honestly, it makes things a lot easier on me because I think I can also like preserve my energy and show up more fully in my relationships.
Yeah. I also think that's like a testament to you too, Marissa, and you do a really good job of like keeping in touch and keeping connections going. And so
very intentional. Okay. So I know you touched on this already a little bit, but talk to us about She Breathes Easy, your business. And then I want to talk about, we'll intro your latest thing you have going on because I'm so excited about it. But yeah, talk to us about like, what is it like? What is it, first of all, what the business is, but then also like what it's like running a virtual yoga studio.
Yeah. So She Breathes Easy, it's funny, it actually created itself because I wanted to have a yoga Instagram account when I first started teaching. And me and my roommate at the time when I was living in New York, we just like started spitballing names, and she actually came up with She Breathes Easy, and it just clicked. I was like, that's it. Like that's how I want people to feel. That's how I feel when I'm doing yoga. Even like teaching, actually going way back to when I was like first learning, and we did tandem teaching when I was certified. So you would be teaching with a certified teacher, and they would give you feedback after. And one of the things that I still think of, maybe not right now, but when I was teaching in person, is like breathing. Well, no, I do it now. Breathing with your students, like as you teach, like when I say take a deep breath in, like even with you, Haley, this morning, like take a deep breath in, you can like hear me taking a deep breath in with you. And then when I say exhale, like I'm exhaling with you, like we're kind of connected with that breath. So I definitely feel like breathing is so powerful in yoga, and that's like a huge part of my business too, is like taking those deep breaths throughout the stressful times and really giving that to my clients, like reminding them that they don't only need to feel peaceful when they're doing yoga, but like outside of yoga, like it is a lifestyle. It's not just a workout.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I told you I would share the story of our first session. Because Marissa has been leading me and my partner in Moxie, Savannah, in yoga, virtual yoga classes now for a few months. And our first session was like so chaotic. I'm like, I don't even really remember exactly, but I know like I came on. Okay, that's what it was. I came on early because you had said get on like 15 minutes early. But then Savannah had gotten the time wrong, I think, or something switched. And so she came on like 15 minutes late. And I was just like, this is chaos. And like, she joined and or she was like calling me in the middle of when we started. And then I was like, I'm so sorry, like pause. And then, you know, calling Savannah and saying like, you know, here's the Zoom invite. Don't think she had it anyways. And then like she joined and then you were like, just like you kept it all grounded. And like, I don't know, I feel like these things don't happen necessarily in that way, like in an in-person session. And I know you had spoken like afterwards and I apologize. I'm like, we're so chaotic. But you're like, no, this is like your session. Like, this is what it's about, like a private yoga session. So like, do you feel like, I don't know, just like speaking to that and being different in that way, like how has that been, I guess, for you and all the things?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was telling Summer this yesterday that I started like my bulk of teaching on Zoom because I got certified early 2019. But throughout the time that I like got certified, I was working full time at a restaurant. So I didn't have a lot of availability to teach yoga. I was maybe teaching one time a week, but the studio I was at, they always changed the schedule. So I didn't have like consistent classes. Typically when you're hired at a studio, you know, you have like your assigned class, but that wasn't really the case. So yeah, I started teaching on Zoom during the pandemic, and that was like five times a week I was doing donation-based classes. So I feel like especially that early in my teaching career, I got really comfortable on Zoom and like virtually teaching people. And I did a couple privates during that time too. So I had that like space to really connect with people one-on-one in this virtual setting. And then when I got to Charleston, actually, that's when I went full-time with in-person yoga. And I actually feel like the chaotic things that happen in a yoga class, like no one really knows unless you're a yoga teacher, I think. Like people coming in late, people leaving like 15, 20 minutes early, which like never bothers me. I think as a yoga teacher, you really have to hold space for people in whatever capacity that is. But it is really funny. Like there have been so many like just random things come up while I'm teaching that I just feel like it's almost like a practice in itself for me to like stay grounded and continue to hold space no matter what shows up. So I'm glad that I could still do that for you when, yeah, it was a pretty chaotic start that day.
Well, Marissa and I were talking yesterday too, about how just like generally speaking, knowing how to like know and guide on Zoom is a skill.
Yes.
Especially with what you do, but even when it comes to just like reading body language and, you know, all of those things. And I definitely feel like, cause I did private classes with Marissa as well. I definitely feel like the experience was so good because you were able to have, I don't even know how it works, but you're able to have presence like through the screen virtually, which is such a cool thing.
I'm happy that it reads that way too. Cause you know, it's funny because we're both doing yoga like separately, but I do feel like, yeah, I think it was really just practice like anything else. I just got comfortable with it. Yeah, I'm happy that it reads well though. And that you felt that too. That's so important.
Yeah. So Marissa has a really big, exciting announcement. Do you want to announce it, Marissa, or do you want for me to, and then you can give us some details?
I could do it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
So I am launching my first program online, completely virtual, called the Breathe Easy Community. It's a 7-week program, the one that's coming up, solely based on the chakras. So 7 weeks for the 7 chakras. And the way that the program is organized is that each week we have a discussion and a yoga practice. So for this one coming up, it'll be Tuesday nights will be a discussion. And this is where I teach you about the chakra. We get to journal or meditate and kind of like think about the chakra, and then we can all share and really cultivate that community aspect. And then Saturday morning, like later in the week, we do an asana practice, a physical yoga practice. We'll probably start with like meditation, pranayama, which is like stillness and breathing. And then we do physical movement that's specifically for that chakra, like activating it and opening it up. And I'm so excited about it, especially because the timing of this is so wild. It's starting November 5th and we finish right before the week before Christmas. So, and we finish with the crown chakra, right? The enlightenment, the like wholeness, oneness, feeling aligned fully. And I feel like finishing the year like that and starting the new year like that is like, it's going to be really magical.
Well, and it's so cool too, just like from a fan perspective, a fan of She Breathes Easy, it's so cool because it's like going so far beyond just like a normal yoga practice, which I don't even like to use the word normal because, you know, but like a standard like yoga class that people are used to, it goes so much deeper than that into the things that like you value and, you know, information and insights that you want to share and truly build a community, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I know, forgive me if you've already said this, but it's for females, right? Like it's female centered. Did you already mention that?
Yeah, so I didn't mention that actually. Thank you for bringing that up. So She Breathes Easy is definitely a feminine-centered yoga studio. I believe that there's so much power in like the female presence and feminine energy. And I think just like women coming together, like you can feel that up-level energy. And I've experienced it in like women-only spaces. I just did a retreat that was like primarily women, and just getting to know other women and hearing about their experiences, especially in a, you know, that like lens through a women's perspective.
And like, I probably, you know, as females, we're doing the most. And that's another like thing I think, you know, we've talked a lot about in your branding with the kind of people that you want to work with is females who do need a little bit more flexibility in their practice, right? Physically and, you know,
mentally.
Yeah.
And spiritually. Yeah. All of it.
To be spiritually flexible.
Oh,
did I say that right? Spirit.
No, yeah, that's it. I feel like that's kind of the goal of yoga in like in layman's terms. It really is becoming flexible in your like in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. Like being able to kind of go with the flow of things. And I feel like especially working with the chakras, this is what I was going to say. It's funny that you brought that up, that I feel really passionate about the chakras. And I feel like as a yoga teacher, it's really easy to get put into this box of like just teaching the physical practice. And, you know, I think anyone coming to my yoga class knows that I don't do that. But I think the opportunity to like really get into, you know, there's 8 limbs of yoga. And one limb is asana, which is the physical practice. So there's 7 other concepts that like, essentially like we don't even have time to talk about because we're talking about the physical postures, which teach you a lot. But like pranayama is one of them, which is like the control of your breath. Meditation is one of them. Yamas and niyamas, which are almost like the morals or the ethic values of yoga. And the chakras, they come from a specific text, but I see them as like, you know, an aspect of ancient yoga that is not given enough attention. And I feel like once people learn about it, it's like you unlock this like other world that you can bring into that physical practice too, you know?
Heck yeah. I feel like this is like perfect segue.
Okay. So, so we have a game, which is becoming our trend with guests.
I love it. I love a game.
The 7 chakras. And okay, so how we're gonna play.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So this is super fun because Summer's not really familiar with the chakras. So, and then I think we're all on a different level of journey with our chakra understanding. So I think this will be really cool for all 3 of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so for the game, I'm gonna list out just really quickly, the 7 chakras and their corresponding colors, what they are and then their corresponding colors. And then I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. So there's 7 chakras. The root chakra is red. The sacral is orange. The solar plexus is yellow. The heart chakra is green. The throat blue. Third eye is indigo. And the crown is violet. So I'm just going to ask you a question and then you are going to match the question to a chakra.
Okay.
Okay. So first thing, so if She Breathes Easy online community was a chakra, which one would it be and why?
I think first one that came to my mind was heart chakra, which is green. should I explain why?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, first thing that came to my mind was this opening of love, compassion, empathy. I think my mission with She Breathes Easy is to like welcome in more love, but also I see the community as being very compassionate and loving. And I think a huge part of the heart chakra, at least for me and my journey with it, is the love for yourself, that aspect of it. And I feel like She Breathes Easy really helps like build that relationship, that love for yourself, for others, you know?
I love that. Love.
Love.
Love. Also wearing my rose quartz necklace, which is the heart chakra too, or it like relates to the heart chakra.
Yes.
At my class at Still Space on Tuesday night or Monday night, it was a breathwork, meditation, crystal, candlelight class, all of the like
love
all the
whammies,
all of the yummy yummy woo things. And the crystal that I picked was a little rose quartz crystal, and it was in the shape of a heart.
I love that. I have so many. I literally was just about to light my candle too, but I have a tea light candle holder that's rose quartz.
So pretty.
The candles are actually back there. I might go grab it so I can light it.
Do it. Go get it.
Okay, so next question. Which chakra color would you associate with your current mood or the vibe of your latest class?
Oh,
Which I was your
okay.
latest class, right?
You were, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's so funny. I typically have a shocker in mind when it comes to creating a class. And for yours, I was actually like really thinking about it and kind of went back and forth. I think, well, right now in this moment, I would say throat chakra because I'm expressing myself and talking and communicating.
Wait, that's wild because the first question before you answered, throat came to mind for me. So that's hilarious that you picked that. I was not expecting that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then I was also thinking about like what I was teaching this morning and talking about, you know, that balance and like knowing yourself. I feel like that also ties into this like, yeah, theme of self-expression. I think opening the throat chakra, which we didn't do a whole lot, but I guess we were kind of working with the neck a little bit in those side body stretches. But yeah, the throat chakra really gets into, you know, how you express yourself, how you express your emotions, your thoughts, and really like conversing with others, having a strong like communication skill. So.
You know what I just realized? We never, like, for the friends at home who have no idea what the heck we're talking about, we never defined what a chakra is.
Explain the chakras. Do you want me to do
Yeah.
that
So do you
first?
think we should do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Marissa, do you want to do that? And, like, just for people who are like, what's a chakra? Which, funny, my mom tried to
Yes.
say chakra over the weekend and I don't even know how she pronounced it. It was
Did she
like,
say chakra?
chakra, chakra.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Who knows?
Some
Anyways,
people do
tell us
say
who what it is.
chakra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the chakras are seven energetic centers that are placed along your spinal cord. To get into like the nitty-gritty of it, just for those that are curious at home, there are like hundreds of thousands of energetic channels that run through your body called the nadis, NADIS, or like one singular nadi. So these
Naughty.
are all these energetic channels that run through your body. If you think of like acupuncture or even acupressure, which is like the pressure points, those are like getting into specific nadis that intertwine. So there's a bunch of centers around the body, I think about 15, that when the nadis like cross and connect, there's like this little ball of energy. And the main, most powerful centers are running along the spine because there's three primary nadis. The one in the center that runs along the spinal cord is called Sushumna. And then there's two that are, I wish the folks could see this at home, but I'm like intertwining my hands. Like, honestly,
Like
I kind of think
DNA. Yeah.
it looks like DNA. Yes.
Yeah.
And these other two nadis that kind of intertwine like throughout Sushumna is Ida and Pingala. So Pingala is, it starts on the right side and that signifies your right side energy. So active, masculine, like the sun, very strong, powerful energy. And then Ida is the left side. It starts on your left side and it finishes on your left side. And Ida is more passive, cold, think like the moon. That's feminine energy as well. And Pingala is like masculine energy. So these three nadis, they are literally like at their crossing points is a chakra.
Oh, okay.
So that's how the
Oh,
chakras are
cool.
kind of built, if you think about it like that. And each chakra signifies an energy that is almost a part of us, a part of who we are and how we live our life. So the first one, and we think about the chakras like from the ground up. So the first chakra is the root chakra, Muladhara, which is red glowing light. It's at the base of your spine. And that's like grounding, stability. Your identity work is here. There's also a lot of trauma that's held here as well, a lot of generational trauma. So I feel like this is obviously a big one to get into, and also like the reason why it's the first one, because I feel like you have to break through a lot of that to continue the work to get, you know, to that higher self.
Yeah.
And then the second chakra is your sacral chakra. So it's located in your sacrum, it's the orange glowing light. That is your creativity and your intimacy. So your sensuality is there, your sexuality is there, and your ability to get creative, to think outside the box. Next is your solar plexus. So that's in your solar plexus. It's like 2 inches above your belly button. I think of this like the powerhouse chakra. It's yellow. It is where your power, your confidence, your like decision-making is here. Like almost thinking like lead with your gut. That's kind of like where your gut decisions come from. Yeah. And then coming up to the heart chakra, which also I think is a really important chakra because it's in the middle of the chakras. So it like connects the lower half and it connects the upper half. And the upper half is what's, you know, going to make you more enlightened. The lower half, I think, is that like basic identity work. So the heart chakra is a green glowing light. It's in the center of your heart, center of your chest. That is your like deep, I don't even want to say love. It's like unconditional love. It's the love that doesn't have any consequences or anything. It's like that really deep love, compassion, empathy, your ability to forgive, and gratitude is held there too. And then your throat chakra is next. So that's in the center of your throat. In men, that's like your Adam's apple. It's almost like sometimes you can even activate it by just swallowing. You can like feel the energy there.
I swallowed.
There you go. And that is kind of what we talked about before, self-expression, your ability to communicate with others, which I think is a really important skill and something to always be aware of and to get into. Next is your third eye. So that's indigo. It's like a kind of like a deep, like bluish purple. And that's in the middle of your eyebrows and your third eye. That is your perception of the world. That's where your observations are, your thoughts, really your perspective on life as well. So once that opens up, you know, you like become so much more open-minded. And then last, the seventh chakra is your crown chakra, which some people say is a purple light. I personally always visualize it as a white light. And I don't know if that's just me or maybe I heard that somewhere, but I see it as this white glowing light shooting out the crown of your head. And that is when you hit enlightenment. In yoga, we call this samadhi. It's that place that like no one can touch you. You're on cloud nine. You have reached your higher self, higher consciousness, oneness, wholeness. You're like with God.
Marissa, during my class, I know I keep talking about it, but during my class at Still Space or afterwards, she said to, I guess, basically make yourself feel like you are wrapped in a white bubble of like healing. And that was kind of how we ended the meditation. And it was so bizarre, but I literally felt, this is how like deep in the meditation I was, but I literally felt like there was like a hard shell of white marble around me. And like, I was like totally shielded and protected. And I didn't envision like a bubble. I envisioned like a hard rock.
Yeah, that's so powerful. That is, I wonder, at least as a guide, this is like my teacher brain coming out, but I wonder if she was speaking to like your aura then, which is very much related to like, you know, your energetic body, your aura is like that energetic expansive self. And they say when your aura is expanded or when you're like close to enlightenment, it's vast and big and like this beaming white light. Yes. And I wonder if you felt like your aura was like protecting you.
Yeah. Well, I know I told you this the other day, but or yesterday, but whenever I left, I literally felt changed.
It's so powerful.
You're such
it happens.
Yeah. And you are an empath. And so I feel like that
I soak everything up
coincides. It's like protecting you from all of that.
Yeah.
One of my friends, real quick, she's a healer as well. She's a Reiki healer and a yoga teacher. And she talks about how if someone's energy is a lot or you feel like you need to protect your energy, like an empath, to go underwater. Like that's kind of how she describes it. And she's like, just go underwater. This like, is so and it's almost like, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because of like your book telling you needed to get like
in the shower
and envision the water being like what, silver or gold or something?
Silver
washing all over you.
And I'm a huge water person. I mean, I'm a water sign, but like I literally feel like a walking mermaid.
Yes, little mermaid, little Ariel over here. Love that. Okay, let's do one more question in the game before we wrap up the game portion.
Okay, I'm going to give you a word, and whenever I tell you that word, can you tell me the chakra that you feel aligns with that word?
Yes.
Okay, so the word courage, what chakra would align with courage, do you feel?
Yellow. Oh, yellow. Sorry. I said the color because that's visually what I was thinking. The solar plexus chakra.
I see yellow too.
Yeah. I love that. So on the same kind of note, and again, reminding everyone at home, like Marissa is now launching this program where she works through each chakra over the course of 7 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
14 classes, 7 weeks, because she said this already, but like 2 classes a week. And really like releasing, we talked about this with you, but I want everyone to understand, like releasing blockages, right? Like maybe you have a blocked root chakra. Like for me personally, I'm cool with sharing this. I've been doing hella work on my root and my sacral chakra. And the blockages releasing come in the most weird ways you'll never even expect. I can attest to this. So tell us a little bit about that. Like how, first of all, like, what does it mean if you have like a blockage in one of your chakras? Like, how does that happen? And then maybe tell us a little bit about how like certain yoga poses are great for releasing your chakra and clearing it. Like you can actually clear a chakra through doing yoga, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say clear. I think it is almost hand in hand with like meditating and self-study, like in yoga, svadhyaya, which is like, it can be journaling, it can be like thinking to yourself. But yes, the yoga poses definitely can activate and like open up the chakra.
Okay, cool. So yeah, maybe talk about just a little bit more about like blockages though. Like, do you feel comfortable kind of touching on that? Okay.
Of course, yeah. I feel like that's a huge part of working with the chakras is knowing if your chakra is blocked or open. And most of the time it's like a mix of the two. Well, I guess depending on the person, to be honest, but very, very common that a lot of us have blocked chakras. And these blockages can come up in so many ways. I mean, obviously trauma, any trauma that happens, if you've read or heard of The Body Keeps the Score, like that's very much the same kind of concept here, is that your body is so smart and it holds on to memories, to feelings, to things that have happened to you, like things like grief and loss and abuse, like anything that happens, your body holds on to that, especially if you haven't worked through it or talked through it or just healed from it in general. Your body holds on to that. So that can create blockages. Especially if you think about, you know, how the chakras are created, it's all these energetic pathways. So energy needs to flow for it to be open, right? It's almost like the chakra is like interlaced fingers, right? Or it can be like even a fist. And this is like when it's blocked, like nothing can go through this, right? And maybe sometimes it's like this, and there can be like some ways for the energy to flow through, but like definitely not easily. And then as you open, like when there's a clear pathway, like you're feeling safe, you're feeling secure, you're feeling powerful, you're feeling confident. But I feel like these blockages can come up in so many ways. And really the only way to activate and eventually get to opening or clearing your chakra is through the deep inner work, which is meditation, journaling, breath work, yoga postures. And honestly, the reason why I called this the Breathe Easy community is I feel like community is so powerful and so healing. And there's nothing like healing alongside other people and like listening to their struggles and speaking to your struggles, like getting that off your chest. You know, like knowing that you're not alone and also like providing that space to others. Actually, a big part of recovery, I'm sober. And a big part of recovery is doing others service. So it's like sharing that space with others. And like, it's kind of crazy, but also makes so much sense that like when you help others, you really are helping a part of yourself at the same time. So I feel like this, honestly, this community was very inspired by like my journey in recovery as well.
I love that, Marissa. I have chills.
Yeah. It's such a full circle. Good for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's amazing.
Before we change topics, I do want people to know who are being exposed to you and learning about you for the first time. Before we jump topics or hop on some more woo stuff before we get off, how much is the community?
So the community is $333. There's a couple reasons for the pricing, actually, if I could speak to it a little bit.
For sure.
This whole year, and I know you guys talk about this a lot in the podcast, like seeing angel numbers, this whole year I have been seeing 222 and 333 like so much. And I know 333 specifically is with living in harmony and like living with creativity and like feeling like expanded. And I feel like that's very much how this community, I feel like that's almost like how it was created. And, you know, this program is worth more than that, to be honest. Like even thinking about just my time and energy that I'm putting in, like the value is definitely above 500. But I want it to be like a very easy decision for people to make. I want it to be really accessible, especially for the people that can't afford 500 plus, that maybe can't even afford a couple hundred. And if they can't, like, please DM me and like, we'll figure something out for you. Cause like, if this calls to you, I don't want, because I have been in that same place, like the yoga studio that I went to throughout my whole life, like from when I went to my first yoga class up until I got certified, was a donation-based studio. Like I could not afford yoga. I could not pay more than a few dollars for a yoga class. So I feel like what I offer as a yoga teacher very much speaks to like how I got started with yoga, is like making it accessible to the people that don't have the means to buy nice yoga clothes or get a really nice mat. If they have a carpet or a soft surface at home and an internet connection, they can do yoga with me.
Yeah. Okay. So this She Breathes Easy community launches on November 5th. That's when the first session is, right? And mm-hmm. people can sign up literally until the day before. So until November 4th, everyone can sign up to join. Eight people is your max, right? Eight people.
Yes.
So it's like an intentionally small experience. That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, to be completely realistic, there's only so much time we have.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure like everyone can share and speak to what they're going through. And also like giving me the space to really be able to, you know, I don't want to say heal, but just like provide space for people to heal. And when I was thinking about it, yeah, more than eight people, it's a lot, especially in a virtual setting, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so how do people sign up?
So they can sign up on my Instagram, actually. I have a link for like the sign up link. It's just a form and you just put in your name and your email and then I'll reach out.
Okay, cool. And we can include that link when we post mm-hmm. this episode when it
in
goes
the show
out.
Notes.
Yeah, in the show notes. But Perfect. Let's sum, if you're good with shifting into the woo of it all. So since summer is like the witch of the season right now, because her birthday is coming up.
I'm right on the cusp.
Yeah, you're Scorpio.
Right on the cusp. Yep.
The 25th. What's the next one after Scorpio?
After?
Yeah. What do you mean on the cusp?
Because I'm only 2 or 3 days after Libra.
Oh, you're almost a Libra. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yes. That makes sense. Cause yeah. Okay, so Marissa, as we explained in the beginning, we get into the woo of it all. And usually this part is sponsored by Channy Nichols. We're going to get there eventually. But anywho, when this episode comes out, it will be October 23rd. And so Scorpio season has just begun as of yesterday, the 22nd. And so do you want to read what Scorpio season is good for?
Yeah, I'll just read it on mine.
Okay.
Okay, Scorpio season. So at its best, Scorpio season can lend you an energy of fearlessness, a refusal to be intimidated by anyone or anything, or to accept answers that are easy but untrue. You can use this energy to ask provocative questions, refuse to settle for easy answers, disrupt your own and other people's social comfort. Scorpio season is the best astronomical backdrop, and you could ask for...
Okay, I'm over here like, you can fuck around and find out.
Scorpio season is the best. Did you notice I said astronomical?
Yes. Oh, wait, no.
Okay. Backdrop you could ask for if you want to go to parties alone or confidently enter new and intimidating social spaces or uncover secrets. And then I added the note, yes,
the season of the witch. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Marissa, what does Scorpio season mean for you? Have you like focused on this in the past, or what are you, what is that? Does any of that resonate with you?
So I haven't really worked with Scorpio season in general. I actually think when it comes to like my own spirituality and especially how I teach yoga as well, I really focus more on like the moon phases. And I guess sometimes the start and ending of zodiac seasons, but Scorpio for me, I don't have any Scorpio in my chart, and I don't, I mean, honestly, I relate to what you said, because this is definitely a time to just like go for it and feel into that, like that energy.
Be like a disruptor.
You're a Taurus, right?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
How do I keep forgetting that?
Oh, you're January, baby.
I am.
So Marissa and I both realized that both of our moons are in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
Definitely are you have up? That fiery energy. I mean, Aries is a fire sign. So I've been told, I feel like more when I lived in New York. Now that I'm a country girl, I'm a lot more soft, I think, in a good way.
Oh my gosh.
Soft like the sheep.
Yeah. The cows. There are a lot of cows here.
Like the moon cows. Oh my gosh. So the full moon is in Aries as we record this. And that's why we were talking about it too. Like,
oh, so you saw this, my Capricorn rising? You saw that?
I did. Yeah, I'm like, of course.
Wait, how do you see it?
Do you know anything about Capricorns?
No.
We're a very work and goal-oriented people, which makes a lot of sense to you. Yeah. We're very grounded. We're very, very organized. And I feel like that literally is you.
And you. It's us.
Yes, it is us together.
I appreciate a good type A person. I wonder what mine is. What are we on again?
Oh, yeah. Janie.
No, I know. But like what sign? The rising?
Rising.
Yeah, rising.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, I want to see yours. I was reading about, so real quick, I was going to text you and recommend this to you this morning. I'm doing Janie's free month of premium. I can't speak.
Lilith.
Yes.
I saw that notification come up. Yeah.
I'm doing a free month premium subscription. So there's so much juice.
Give us the tea.
So much juice. Well, I found a lot out about you and I today, and I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I feel like this all makes so much sense for me. Our gifts are sensitivity, which is like...
such an empath.
Yeah. You take charge in ways that help others feel protected and cared for, which gives you a sense of leadership in whatever home or family situation you find yourself in. You give a lot to others, and sometimes it's hard for your own needs to feel adequately met.
Wow, that is me and my ideal client.
Oh, you've known from an early age that love doesn't have to look like what white supremacist patriarchy sells as stability.
Some spiciness there.
But I felt it so hard because Austin and I are not like the normal, like I cook, he like,
oh yeah, no,
we're not that at all. Like,
oh my gosh, you should have heard me in therapy today. Woo, fired up over this.
But right. I do feel like that really speaks to us. And then your home is more than a place where you relax after a long day. It's emotionally therapeutic to you.
How cool is that? Because you do your practice out of your home too.
Yeah. I also feel like since we moved, so this space that we're in, like from where we were in Charleston to where we are now in Arkansas, it's like half the square footage. We really downsized. And like, I mean, Summer, I gave you my dining table. Like, we got rid of so much and we had to be really intentional. Like, even after we moved, we got rid of our couch. We got rid of our bed frame. like we switched out so many things because, and I think honestly, me and my husband are really similar in this way where like we are very intentional about like the clothes that we wear, the space that we're in. And yeah, because he also like works from home, we really wanted to make sure that the space was like exactly what we wanted it to be and need it to be, you know?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could just come through the screen and be there.
I know. I want to be in the forest with you.
It's pretty awesome. I like it. It is so cold though. It's getting really cold. Today is like, I think it was a low of 40. I went outside, I mean, and
that's what it was here yesterday. We had 40 degrees here. Oh. I mean, the very early morning, but then it's, you know, back to 80s 70. Next week. But
thank goodness.
You know, Summer's over here like breaking out. She's frozen.
I do enjoy the cold. So this is interesting. Something I enjoy when it starts getting cold. I don't enjoy when it's just cold every day. But something I told you like yesterday, my energy was so good. And you know what I realized is that Christmas is my favorite holiday. And Austin and I got married a week after Christmas and our wedding was Christmas themed.
Aww.
And
I did not know that. That is so precious.
Yeah. And so I realized I think my energy is so good when it starts getting cold out because it makes me feel so like cozy. And
yeah,
like, I was like wanting to put my Christmas tree up.
I thought that today. Yeah. Literally, I was like, oh, Christmas? Okay. That's, I mean, so funny.
Have you seen how people do like Halloween trees, Thanksgiving trees?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but that's not me.
That's a lot. But yeah, no, I totally feel that. This is why we're going to have a Christmas tree farm one day. You're coming with me. You'll run Santa's village. You'll be Mrs. Claus delivering hot chocolate.
I mean, honestly, Austin would make a great Santa Claus.
I know. You guys could be Mrs. and Mr. Claus.
And then Maple and Ruby could be elves and Frankie.
Yeah. Franks. She could go meow. Okay. Anyways. we always like to end with our intention for the next week. Okay. This is Summer's birthday. So turning the young age of 28. Marissa, how old are you?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 in January.
Holy crapola. I thought you were like way older. No I offense. Because everyone's just so...
No, none taken.
Yeah, everyone acts so not their age. 28 things I like about summer. I love about summer. Okay, that one, that she is an empath.
Haley, I really, you don't, 28's a lot. People are going to end the episode.
This is like, have you ever done a shop book party?
A what?
This is showing the like white sorority girl in me. Shop book parties. Have you guys heard of these?
No.
All right. In college, for your 21st birthday, you have a party and you have a scrapbook made and 21 of your friends design each page and they assign you a shot for each page.
That's all. This
oh
is
my God. That's a lot.
We're all three now sober. If that now gives you any, like we're over the alcohol, but anyway,
that's a lot.
I can make you a scrapbook for 28 reasons why.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Just kidding. Okay. No, you don't have to do that.
I love summer for all of the reasons. I don't know even what I'm saying, but you're just, you, between your freaking laugh is contagious. You keep me like inspired and you're always my go-to when I want to talk about anything to anyone, it's like, I got to call you. We lift each other up sometimes too high.
Okay, Haley, don't do this. I'm actually okay. Feeling awkward. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Stress response. Okay, now can we talk about our intentions?
Yes.
Okay.
Gosh.
Love it. All right, Marissa, what's your intention for the week coming up? I know you're in the middle of your launch and you're going to Chicago and you've got all these goody things happening.
Yes, a lot is happening. I think I'm going to steal the intention that I offered you in practice this morning, which is to stay balanced. When there's a lot of like plates spinning and things going on, especially when it's like different aspects of life, like there's work and then there's relationship and then there's like my own self-care and like dogs and so many other things going on. Staying balanced and grounded will be my intention for the week and true to myself.
I love it. I love it. What about you, Sam?
Mine is going to be what came up for me in at Still Space during the meditation, which was to let go of self-doubt.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is I don't know why this is coming to me, but mine is like MGK.
Is that an intention?
My intention for the week is MGK. I don't know. No, that's literally what came up for me. My intention this week. Yeah. Well, it is go time for my travels as well. So my intention is to, like, while I'm getting everything in order, to just also like have a dose of like relaxation, pausing, making, you know, like everything's going to work out the way it's going to work out. It's exciting. I'm trying to like shift my mindset to get excited now to be leaving the country and, you know, feeling very grateful that this is something I have nagged Nick about doing since we got married. And so I'm so excited that we get to actually go travel. Yes.
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
You haven't told her?
Oh, I thought I'm going to Denmark.
I did not know. For some reason, I thought like maybe Paris or Italy, because I feel like everyone is going to Italy right now.
I
but
was born
Denmark,
love
that's
that.
So cool. That's so
yeah. So
cool.
We're going to Denmark, and we're going on the 29th. We'll come back on the 6th. But yeah, gonna go live my best hoogly life.
Love it. I can't wait to hear how it is. I've never been near Denmark, but that sounds like a lot of fun. What's like the food?
I have no idea.
Danishes.
Yeah. Pastries.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Haley didn't realize that they were called Danish people.
No, the language.
Or the language was Danish.
Danish. I was like, I don't know. She's like, what? I don't even know what the
question. Denmarkian?
I know. I was like, Scandinavian? French? I don't know. You never know. Thank you so much, Marissa. Is there anything else you want to share about She Breathes Easy that we didn't cover or anything else?
Well, I guess I also do private sessions. If anyone needs private yoga sessions online, that is definitely my specialty. And you can book that through my website, shebreatheseasy.com. And yeah, I will be having some really fun things launching in 2025. So if you don't already, follow me on Instagram. That's where I post and update. You can join my email list on my website.
Her emails are so good.
They're so good.
I've been listening to the playlist.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy. Yay.
I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you guys for being my biggest supporters and giving me the space to hop on here. This seriously, dream come true. I'm such a fangirl.
Oh, we love you, Marissa. We're fangirls of you.
Yes, fangirl for sure. Thank you for all your support. For us too. And anytime, come back anytime. We like to end with a mic tap, which we'll just virtually move forward with our mics for you.
My AirPod Here. Case. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Subscribe on Spotify. We'll be on other platforms soon. Follow us on Instagram, Work Life Woo. Ooh. Make sure you listen to all of our episodes because we've been consistent every single friggin' week. So go listen.
Work Life Woo Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Okay, on that note, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.